Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful 20th of August, 2021. Coming up in this episode, the Crest Connect Podcast, episode 148 of the election 2021. Victory for freedoms or more debts and or willing outcomes. Seems like that, doesn't it? Please stick around and enjoy.
Hit it, sweetheart. Because I am hard, you will not like me. There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthy.
From Western Canada,
this is the Krusty Canuck Podcast, a Canadian veteran's point of view
on political, social, economic issues, and life.
Here's Krusty.
Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 148. The election 2021. Welcome back, everybody. I know it's been a week and a half since my last podcast. My apologies. I was employed. Now, ironically enough, I'm not employed. I guess the person that hired me didn't figure that her business was going to last as long as she thought. So she laid me off and another employee off, and she didn't look too impressed with that fact. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am jobless yet again. It's not your fault. But like I said, if you feel like donating, please donate. If you can, click like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Share the stuff around, and viewer discretion and listener discretion is advised. This episode, I'll be using gestures and probably dropping a few F-bombs here and there too. So don't say I didn't warn you. And you can also find me on Rumble, Brighteen, and Wimkin too, if you can. So please subscribe to me there as well, like if you don't like the old YT format. Anyway, like I said, in the title said, election 2021. So they called it, finally. This past Sunday, they've called it. And all three politicians have been out gallivanting, promoting all their virtues and their steps and what they want to hear and what they want to say and what they want to do for you, the Canadian taxpayer, and all that good stuff. And, well, like I said, I put my hat in the ring too, ladies and gentlemen, under the Veterans Coalition Party. And I'll leave links in the description, as always, for you to click and unfollow your discretion. But I went out and I got my necessary signatures from the beloved people of this riding, told them what the Veterans Coalition Party stands for and what we do and what we want to do, basically. And we want to work for you. It's that shit simple. But however, the three major parties, you know, Conservatives, Liberals, and NDP, they're constantly going around and toting their virtues and how they really care. And we all know they don't. So this podcast is just going to be a speculation and what I see coming election. Now, I personally don't expect to win any seats. I'm a new guy at this. You know, I really don't expect a lot of the independent guys to get ahead. Some might, some don't. However, we do need a change, folks. We do. We need a change in a big way. Okay. Now, we've all heard this ad before. Now, this is based on everything that Liberals have said the past year and a half in regards to the pandemic, in regards to finances, in regards to safety, and of course, online censorship. Now, I'm sure you've heard this before, but this is my take on the Liberal stanza.
Join the Liberal Party of Canada. We'll tell you what to think, what to do, how to wipe, how to pick your nose, all in the name of safety.
Pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? Now look at what Mr. Gilbert has done in the name of censorship and Justin has done in the name of monetary policies. Now I'll be getting to a piece of audio thanks to the people at Rebel Media for that one, but you'll hear. Now here is what I think of the NDP. Okay, brace yourself. All right.
Join today's NDP. We'll keep moving the goalposts. You don't walk the line for us, we'll call you racist, misogynistic, xenophobic, homophobic. We look for racism in everything. Please, join the NDP today and subscribe and donate. Please, walk our line. Thank you.
Yeah, walk their line, right? Because how many NDP officials have you heard recently in headlines and Twitters and other social media platforms encouraging the riots that happened in the United States with the events that surrounded the death of Mr. George Floyd? And how the church burnings in this country have dominated the headlines for the past few weeks and how they stood against that or how they said they stood against that. Right now, when I look at the Conservatives too, now, Mr. O'Toole finally acknowledged that he's against censorship. But I think it's a little bit too little too late, Mr. Otua. Okay. Now, he brags that he spent 12 years in the Air Force. Granted. Okay. So he's a veteran too. Okay. 12 years in the Air Force. Now, I did 20 years in the Army. And there's still quite a few friends I have that are still serving. Guys that I went through battle school and basic with. And they're still in. Some of those guys are sergeant majors. Some of those guys are warrant officers now. Good for them. I think a couple actually went officers too. I'm not sure. But they're still serving, giving 110%. Okay. And they're not really going to give you a platform, sir, if you don't really stand up for the troops. Now, you say you're going to bring 1 million jobs back to the economy, and you're going to help those people get back on their feet. Okay. That's a bold statement. But what exactly is the plan that you have? What exactly are you trying to promote? Okay. Are you actually going to open up the oil sector and let people do their thing? You can let the oil flow. Okay. Are you going to let industry create things, manufacture things without all the government red tape? What exactly are you going to do? Now, granted, you've stood by the whole censorship thing and get against it. That's great. But I want to know if you really are. And I think a lot of vets and a lot of serving members of the services want to know, too. Because when you're in the military, you cannot promote your own personal political views. You cannot do that. You know, that's a question of ethics. And they tell you that when you first get in. But there's still a lot of votes and there's still a lot of taxpayers. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, military members pay taxes too, quite a bit, just the same as every other average Canadian has to. So let's get rid of that myth right now. All right. So my questions to you, Mr. O'Toole, and even to some of the other conservative constituents in this area, you're not making yourself visible enough. I received an email from the local guy in this area. Okay. It was a chain mail, mind you, but it was an email nonetheless. And I've also had calls from the Conservative Party, I think about 8 times this past month alone, asking me for donations. Now, I'm not a member of your party anymore, so stop calling me. Call my wife, that's fine. She's still a member of the party, but I'm not. Okay? And what gets me, too, is that some of these officials who have called, they've laughed at the idea that I was part of a group called the Veterans Coalition Party. Oh, interesting. Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, cute. You want cute, get a goddamn puppy or a goldfish. No, don't waste my time.
Stay updated and follow Krusty Canuck on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Telegram, YouTube, and Podbean. Subscribe today and donate at KrustyCanuck.ca.
And now what brings me to, ladies and gentlemen, is that all these 3 major parties have stood up and give their stances. Now, of course, Jagmeet Singh is in Saskatchewan right now talking about the genocides, how Canada has treated the First Nations. And yes, historically, it has been a shit show. And I agree with that. And I'm not going to deny history to anybody. I'm not going to deny the good history or the bad history either. It's history. We all have to learn from it. But he's still pulling the race card for his platform. Okay? He's still pulling the race card for his platform. And I don't care what position you're in. I don't care if you're a leader of a party. I don't care if you're a secretary or an accountant. I don't care if you're the gopher, the run-to guy, the chauffeur, whatever. The moment you represent a party, okay, and you pull that race card thing out, I lose all interest. I do. Because I can tell you that the majority of Canadians were raised in households that do not judge anybody by the color of their skin or their gender, okay? Now, when I was out getting my signatures the other day, I managed to talk to a few ladies that have personally said to me they were let down or denied positions in certain companies because of their gender. Now, I asked them to back it up if they could. Okay. Only one could. Only one could. Out of the 4 women that said to me they were denied opportunities because they were women, only one could back up. Her claim was the simple fact that she did not know the right kind of people. The others were just pulling stuff out of the air. Oh, it's because I was a woman, I couldn't get this. Or it's because of my gender, I couldn't get that. It's because I was gay, I couldn't get this. I don't buy that. I don't. So if you're going to make that claim that you are being discriminated against because of your gender identity, the color of your skin, you got to prove it. You got to prove it. Because we all know it's illegal. We all know it's illegal to do that to people now, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it's no longer 1960. It's 2021. Time to get with the program. Stop with the victimhood mentality. Okay, and start telling yourself, I'm not entitled to magical things just because I am this or I am that. Okay, there's still a lot of Canadians out there that believe in meritocracy. However, we have our government officials, i.e. like Jagmeet Singh, Justin Trudeau, and of course, Mr. O'Toole, who would try to prove otherwise to you. Okay, they would try to prove otherwise. And for what? Right? The brownie points in this election. Now, like the title said, are we going to get our freedoms back? Or it's going to go backwards more in Orwellian times? Because we know for a fact, if the Liberals get in again, we're going to go further into debt. There's going to be more money spent. Okay? And nothing's going to get produced. Nothing's going to get sold. Except us being told what to do and what to wear. And now, even all parties are enforcing the vaccination. Okay? All three parliamentary members said, if you don't get the vaccine, there will be repercussions. So more or less, they're telling you, if you don't get this jab, there'll be hell to pay. Right? Is that great leadership, ladies and gentlemen? Right? If I was elected and I said that to my constituency, how would that really go over? Honestly, if you don't get this jab, there'll be hell to pay. What kind of hell do people have to pay there, Justin and Jagmeet and Aaron? Hey, are you going to fine people? Oh, you won't get to fly or be on a train. You won't get to do this. Oh, okay. And you're going to enforce that, are you? Right? So not only are you going to compromise more freedoms, you're still telling people how to live their lives. And yet you sit there and say, all three is that you're for democracy and freedom and fairness, right? If that's the case for the COVID vaccination, then you might as well do it with every flu shot and every yearly little fucking disease that comes and goes like bad gas. But you don't want to see it that way, do you? It's all about control and fear once again.
Stay updated and follow Krusty Canuck on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Telegram, YouTube, and Podbean. Subscribe today and donate at KrustyCanuck.ca.
And here's a little audio clip from the good people at Rebel Media. This is from Justin's little press conference he had in Vancouver the other day. Listen for yourselves, please.
Think of Canada's mandate. That mandate is actually expiring at the end of this year. If reelected, it's probably the review or the extension of the mandate is probably the first big economic policy decision you'd make after the election. There's some talk of allowing the Bank of Canada to make some tweaks to the mandate to give it a little bit more flexibility to tolerate higher inflation, so it could, you know, help stimulate the economy a little bit more in this very difficult time. Do you have a position on the mandate? Would you support a slightly higher tolerance for inflation?
I don't know. When I think about the biggest, most important economic policy this government, if reelected, would move forward, you'll forgive me if I don't think about monetary policy.
What? You will forgive me if I don't think about monetary policy. You will forgive me if I don't think about monetary policy. I'm sorry. I'm too worried about moving forward and showing you my socks. Yes, yes, monetary policy. So you more or less, Justin, let's forgive you that you don't think about monetary policy. You are the Prime Minister of Canada. Now, if everyone took your lead and didn't think about monetary policy, bills wouldn't get paid. Men and women would not go to work to pay their phone bill, keep the lights on, put food on the table, because everyone's personal monetary policy is no big deal. No big deal. What'd you say again, Justin? No, forgive me if I don't, you know, care about monetary policy. So you don't care about the money you're spending. You more or less just said that in Vancouver. Okay? You more or less just said that in Vancouver. The place where foreign nationals or foreign investments can buy all these houses, rack up the market, and where you can get yourself a nice little bungalow, two-bedroom bungalow, on maybe half an acre of land for roughly 1.6 to 2 million bucks. Oy, that's investment time, eh?
Forget my monetary policy.
Yeah, okay. And to my... Oh my God. To my listeners in Ontario and Quebec, that's your guy, eh? The voting hub in both those provinces, the triangle from Toronto to Ottawa to Montreal, that whole big hub there, okay? That's the man you want in charge, okay? That's the man you put in charge in 2019 and in 2015, okay? That's the guy you have calling the shots. Now, I'm well aware of the spending that a lot of governments had to spend, okay, in this pandemic. I'm well aware of that, too. Okay? But look at the spending that his party has done prior to the pandemic. Now, I've had people weigh in on my profile and debate me about how we should be spending more money on foreign aid and helping the less fortunate out in the world and all this stuff, too. But I personally believe that we should put a kibosh to that for at least a couple of years. Okay? No more foreign aid to countries in the name of fighting climate change. Oh my God, it's getting hotter. We have to throw more money at it. Oh, what are we going to do? Right? I don't buy that. I don't buy giving foreign aid to countries, little dictators that keep popping up and popping down and dying and blowing up here and there, and giving no money to the people that need it, but taking it all for themselves. You know, like Cuba, right? And there's still an abundance of foreign aid that goes to China. Now, even though China is supposed to be an economic powerhouse now, because according to Justin Trudeau, they can turn their economy around on a dime. The basic dictatorship is just wonderful. Yeah, it's amazing how an economy can turn around on a dime when you don't pay your people. Well, see? That's amazing how that works, isn't it? What a novel idea. Yeah. That kind of shit's illegal here. So we can't do that here. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, not only is this just my take on the election and who's running and representing, this is almost like a pre-campaign, per se. Okay? I want to remind you, my listeners out there, too, that you do have a choice. Look around. Right? Look around for individuals. Look around for the independent guy or gal, you know? Don't judge based on gender. Don't put a woman in power because she's a woman. Put a woman in power because she has what it takes. The same as any man. Put a man in power because he has what it takes. You see what I mean? Let's get rid of this stigma. Let's get rid of all this ridiculous bullshit. And these agendas they keep manufacturing. Once again, I'm not going to vote for a guy who keeps pulling the race card out. Okay? If Canada is such a racist country, Mr. Singh, why do you have a job? Why were you given the opportunity to run in federal politics if we're such a racist nation? Such a terrible race. Why was my boss overseas black? Not that it matters. And if you're listening, Chris, good on you, buddy. Reach out and say hi. But it doesn't take a rocket scientist or someone with a PhD or a degree in dance theory or basket weaving, you know, or how to using your body fluids to make art, takes common sense. And we have lost that, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? We've lost that ability. Okay? You know, people like Justin Trudeau and Jagmeet Singh and the pint-sized you-know-what, Ms. Freeland, and, of course, Climate Barbie or Barbie the Builder, they're constantly promoting this. Really? Green tech. So what is the green tech that these clowns keep talking about? Okay. What is the green tech? Okay. Wind turbines and solar. Okay. We've seen that. Okay. But a lot of these people forget too, that in Canada, especially during the winter months, we don't have rampant sunshine. Okay. We don't have the rampant sunshine as some of our friends in California or Arizona or Texas do. Okay, we don't have the constant sunshine like that. Okay, and wind turbines, when those machines break down, what lubricates them? Oh, fossil fuels. Heaven forbid. And when they reach their longevity, when they're done, and they got to be taken apart and replaced, or parts have to be replaced, how are those parts recycled? Oh, that's right. They don't recycle them. They bury them. Okay? They bury them. They don't recycle them. They don't put them to any use. They don't grind them up or make car fenders or make fenders or any kind of car part or any kind of part for that matter. They just bury them. So what's that tell you? Is that the green tech? Or are they actually going to promote self-sufficiency? Meaning that, hey, if you put together a generator and you create your own electricity for your household, we'll give you incentive. That would be a great idea, hey? Rather than the conservative plan of having a carbon savings account on your behalf. So if you get your energy efficient windows and want to buy some material that makes your house that much cleaner, we'll do it for you. How is that fair? Okay. Of course, the liberals just want more and more and more tax. More tax when you fill up your tank. More tax when you light a cigarette. More tax when you get a drink. More tax when you take a dump. More tax when you make love to your wife. And the NDP, they're no better. Okay? They want to make sure you're paying your fair share. Right? Their plan is basically, if you're making more than $1 million, oh, you better be taxed highly for that. Now, when you look at some of the bigger farmers out here, the independent farmers and the independent ranchers, okay? They may make $1 million a year. How much of that is profit, though? Okay? See, that's what gets me with the NDP plan when it comes to people paying their fair share. They don't look at how many people actually make a profit. They just look at all your assets and think that you're well fucking to do. Okay? They don't look at the fact of the bank loans for the machinery. They don't look at the fact of how much you have to sublet or rent to get things done, to get your crop off. They don't look at the fact of what it costs to feed your animals, to raise them, whether you have them on a range or in a barn or any kind of setting. They don't look at the fact of the veterinary costs to make sure that these animals are calving properly, that they're not getting sick, that there's no anthrax or mastitis going around. They don't look at that, do they? No, they don't. They just think because you have all this stuff, you've got lots of money to give away for the greater good. Oh, yeah. Bullshit. So anybody out there in the NDP party who happens to be watching this podcast and just cringing and just creaming your jeans in rage. Oh my God, how dare you say that? Debate me. Get off your high horse and fucking engage me in the debate. Same with you liberals out there too. Debate me. Because it's getting to a point right now where you don't want dialogue. You don't want constant conversation. It's going to turn into one of these. Get it? And I can tell you this right now. There's a lot of Canadians that feel the exact same way. And it's just not me who's going to challenge you to a fucking, you know, let's drop the gloves here.
Stay updated and follow Christy Canuck on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Telegram, YouTube, and Podbean. Subscribe today and donate at ChristyCanuck.ca.
Anyway, carrying on, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, once again, it's been, like, say, a week and a half since my last episode. Pardon me, I was employed, but I'm not employed anymore because the business owner was not sure of her future for the next month. And it was a gamble. We all took it. I get it. But if you can, please donate to the podcast, if you can, $2, $3, $4, $5 a month. I like to make this a full-time commitment, especially if I'm not elected, right? But please donate what you can, too. Every little bit helps. And if you can donate to the Veterans Coalition Party, that would be greatly appreciated too, ladies and gentlemen. Do what you can to donate that party. I've actually talked to individuals that were in charge of some of the finances, and it doesn't look good. And I'm not saying for the sake of my future campaign or other future campaigns. It's just there are a good bunch of people calling the shots for that party. I've known them personally, and they're just downright decent human beings. So if you want to donate to the Veterans Coalition Party, you can just follow the link in the description once this video is posted, and then we can go from there. But in the meantime, please consider donating to me. Check out my shop too. There's a few people that have been interested in modeling some of my attire. I've asked them politely, and then they've said yes. So we're going to wait out on that too. And if you're listening to New York Nadia, your shirts should be there probably in the next 6 days. So pay attention to your post there, too. It's going to come from the U.S. Postal Service from the email I saw. So pay attention to that, too, ladies and gentlemen. Check out my shop, and please consider donating, too. I have about 8,000-plus subscribers on my YouTube channel, and if 2,000 of those subscribers were able to give me at least $2 a month, wow, I'd be on to something really wonderful here at the Krusty Canuck Podcast. So please consider donating. You know, and I guess the word is too now OnlyFans is going to get rid of some of their naughty bits, right? So I guess all those teenage girls that aspire to be porn stars are not going to have the chance anymore. Oh, damn shame. Oh, what's going to happen next? I mean, you have to get off your ass and actually do a real job, you know, do something a little more productive besides, you know, showing off your titties and bums. Oh, goodness. Not that I've actually checked out OnlyFans at all. I am sure there's some lovely people on there doing what they can to make a few bucks, but I can see why they want to change the format, ladies and gentlemen, right? Because if you got the look and you want to flaunt yourself, each to their own as far as I'm concerned. But just like everything else we do in life, it has its consequences, right? I've paid a few consequences for this podcast. Maybe that's why I was let go for a couple of jobs, because they didn't like what I had to say. That's fine. But I'm still here doing it, right? But I'm not going to sell myself short to show off my bottom or my dirty toes or my wicked kneecaps on OnlyFans just to make a few bucks. I like to think I'm a little more productive than that. And I like to think you guys out there, my wonderful fans and listeners, are more productive than that too. But like I say, do what you can, you know? Anyway, back on topic with the election. I don't know what else to say except, ladies and gentlemen, please vote with your head. Love your country with your heart. Love your family and friends with your heart. But start using your noggin when it comes to the people you want to call the shots. And don't buy this hype about vote splitting or my vote's not going to count or I don't want to vote. Get out and vote. Okay? Get out and put your tick in the box, because it does count. People do count them. Okay. Now I'm waiting to see how many times or what they're really going to do when it comes to the mail-in balloting. I'm dead against it. I'm going to tell you out there, my listeners, if you're given a mail-in ballot, you call Elections Canada and you demand a voting station, or you drop off the vote yourself to some voting station and you demand that it be counted, because it's your right. We saw the fiasco down in the States with their mail-in ballots, and it took them the better part of 2 weeks to figure out who's going to be the president of the United States. I don't want that up here. I want to find out who's going to lead this country within 24 hours or more. Okay. I'll give a few more hours of leeway. Okay. I want to see who's going to be the prime minister of this country within 24 hours. All right. No more of this screwing the pooch. No more of this mail-in ballot for the name of safety. Because look at the liberty we have out here in Alberta right now. And what's Ontario's problem? Oh, that's right. Their MPPs out there don't want to get the vaccine, so they're kicked out of the party. Right? Way to go, Doug Ford, you fat fuck. Okay, there I said it. See what happens when you focus on cheesecake rather than your people? Oh, God. What a shit show. And we're carrying on again with more of this election garbage, right? I want to run for this riding because I care about the people. I care about the farmers here. I care about the blue-collar workers here. I care about the mothers. I care about the sons, the daughters. I care about the veterans out here, because there's quite a few, right? Quite a few. And as you see the hat I'm wearing here, veteran Afghanistan, you know, my old rank. Right? I was a sergeant, a cranky old sergeant at that, but needless to say, I did my job. So did my brothers and sisters. And I want to special homage to the men and women that I served with and the men and women that served there in Afghanistan. Not in vain, ladies and gentlemen. Regardless of the political machine, regardless of what politician says this or what politician does that, what politician did F all, we didn't do our job in vain. We did what we had to. We did what we're told to do, and we did it to the best of our fucking abilities. Okay? And like I said, I'm not religious, but God bless those individuals. And Godspeed to those men and women that aren't with us today. We think about you, at least I think about you all the time. And I'll never forget my time there. And I'll never forget the friends I made and the sacrifices that some of those people made, the adventures, the thrills, the danger, the constant danger, you know, the smells, the scenery, and the good people we did help. So stand our ground when it comes to what we did over there, ladies and gentlemen. Like I say, not in vain. Anyway, again, carrying on with more of this, the election 2021, you know, victory for freedoms or Orwellian mandates. It's up to us. in this election. And it's up to you too, my viewers out there, to go out and ask these people the tough questions. Do you want this guy in because he's offering you free stuff? Because you and I both know it's not free. There's repercussions for the SEBA and the CERB payments. Okay, there's repercussions for that. You're going to be taxing that later on down the road. And it's going to get you hard. Okay, there's repercussions for the overspending that our federal government's doing. Okay, look at our procurement process in the military. It's a joke. Look what's going on in the military right now. They're still trying to nail guys from little instances that happened 32 years ago. Like the poor General Danny Fortin. What did he do? I did an episode on that. You can check my archives about that. Okay. Apparently, I guess the rumor was he shook his junk at somebody when he was 19. And now there's an arrest warrant out for him. For shaking his junk at somebody when he was 19. When I was 19, I remember dropping my drawers and mooning a lot of people. Yet I don't see the RCMP knocking on my door saying, did you moon somebody back in August of 1992 in London, Ontario? Yeah, I did. Quite a few, actually. I didn't shake my junk at him, but you know, I dropped trowel and went and say, hey, kiss this. But I think you see my point, though, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of ridiculous mandates out there that are trying to thwart us to get our minds off of who's in charge. My statement is this. Let's look after the people that want to be in charge and want to do a good job, like yours truly. Let's look at the independent folks out there. Now, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I don't tell you what party you should vote for. But always keep in mind that you have choices out there, too. Now, the PPC is getting traction, and good for them. You know, regardless if you agree with the PPC mandates or not, Max Bernier built the party up. He might have had some shady dealings. I don't know. But there are some decent people in the PPC ridings that really, well, they generally give a shit. And they care about what they're doing, and they want to get in there and do the right thing, as I do, too, as I do for this riding. I want you to have a choice. I want you to thrive. I want you to save your money. I don't want your money. I want you to keep it. You work for it. You put it away. I want you to create the light at the end of the tunnel. Okay? And I get really, really tired of these leaders who are trying to be the notional Jesus to make your water into wine. Okay? How about this? How about let people have the opportunity to get their own water and make whatever fucking wine they want to? What a novel idea. Freedom. Freedom to do so. Or not make wine at all. Make Kool-Aid. Or lemonade. Or moonshine. Whatever they want to do. That's the thing. And when it comes to these people that are still clenching their pearls towards gun rights in this country, right? Let gun owners be. Leave us be. Okay? This is probably the most strictest country when it comes to gun laws. And they just keep changing it over and over again, you know, moving the goalposts, like I mentioned before, right? They just keep changing it around, changing it around. I just got to notice today, actually, what I have to do. I have to get ATTs again. I have to get a piece of paper now to authorize me to go to a range. Another piece of paper. So I got to call the CFO in Edmonton to get a piece of paper sent to me that allows me to take my gun to a range to go bang, bang. Even though it was supposed to be in our cards before, but now that's changed too, because this is all in the name of safety. Okay, I can tell you this, the Coalition Party, Veterans Coalition Party, would get rid of that in a big fucking hurry. Because every gun owner that I know personally is a very, very responsible gun owner. We don't need constant pieces of paper and permission slips to go about our business, make sure we're safe little Canadians. Yeah. We're smarter than that. Unfortunately, our leaders aren't. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the Krusty Canuck Podcast, episode 148. The election 2021 victory for freedoms or more debts and Orwellian outcomes. And who knows? Who knows what lies ahead? But I tell you this now, the next few weeks are going to be very, very interesting and very, very busy. For me, for my wife, for lots of people. So I'm going to be out campaigning once I get my authorization from Elections Canada. And I'm going to do what I can to try to bring light to these uncertain times. Like I say, ladies and gentlemen, look after your friends and loved ones. Do what you can. And please, once again, consider donating. Like I say, I'm out of a job again. You know, I'm not a piece of shit, folks. I go to work. I have an amazing work ethic. It's just sometimes the cards aren't in favor of some good people. And that's the breaks for some of us. But like I say, please consider donating too. Do what you can to help each other out. Look after your friends and loved ones. And like I always say, ladies and gentlemen, humanity and merit wins the day. And take care of yourselves. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Hit it, sweetheart. Because I am hard, you will not like me. There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthy.
This has been another episode of the Krusty Canuck Podcast. Stay sane and thank you for listening. From Western Canada, this is the Krusty Canuck Podcast.